Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, The Diary of a CEO, The 33 Laws of Business and Life by Stephen Bartlett distills lessons from entrepreneurship, leadership, psychology, and modern career building into a set of practical principles. Built around the idea that success is less about a single breakthrough and more about repeatable behaviors, the book organizes its insights as laws that can be applied across industries and life stages. Bartlett is widely known for his work as a founder and investor, as well as for his popular interview platform, and the book reflects that blend of personal experience and widely discussed research from performance, motivation, and relationships. Rather than presenting business as purely strategy and numbers, it frames outcomes as the result of habits, emotional control, communication skills, and long-term reputation. Readers can expect a structured, high-energy guide that aims to be memorable and actionable, especially for those navigating ambition, uncertainty, and the pressure to grow quickly without losing direction or integrity. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, building a personal operating system for consistent results. A central theme of the book is that outcomes improve when you treat your life and work like a system instead of a sequence of moods. The laws function as a personal operating system, simple rules that reduce decision fatigue and keep you moving when motivation fades. This approach emphasizes clarity about what you are optimizing for, such as learning, wealth, craft mastery, health, or freedom, because different goals require different trade-offs. It also highlights the value of routines that protect attention and energy, since modern work rewards focus and endurance more than short bursts of effort. The book encourages building repeatable behaviors around sleep, exercise, planning, and reflection, not as self-help decoration, but as performance infrastructure. Another element is measuring progress with leading indicators you can control, like time spent practicing, quality of outreach, or number of experiments run, rather than only lagging outcomes like revenue or followers. By focusing on controllable actions, you maintain momentum even in volatile environments. The result is a mindset shift. Success becomes a consequence of process adherence, with occasional breakthroughs arriving as a byproduct of consistent input, not luck or heroic willpower. Secondly, mastering self-belief, identity, and emotional control, the book explores how identity shapes behavior and how behavior, repeated, becomes destiny. Instead of relying on confidence as a fixed trait, it treats belief as something you can engineer through evidence, environment, and standards. Readers are pushed to examine the stories they tell themselves about capability, worth, and failure, because these stories quietly drive risk tolerance and persistence. Emotional control is framed as a business advantage, the ability to stay calm under uncertainty, take feedback without collapse, and make decisions without ego hijacking the process. In practice, this means learning to separate feelings from facts, using reflection to spot triggers, and creating buffers between impulse and action. The book also underscores that high performance often requires discomfort, such as public visibility, negotiation, rejection, and difficult conversations. By normalizing discomfort as data rather than danger, you build resilience. There is also attention to the social side of belief, who you spend time with, what you consume, and the standards you accept. The underlying point is that mindset is not a slogan, but a set of trainable skills that protect performance and expand what you are willing to attempt. Thirdly, communication, influence, and the power of reputation. Another major topic is how value spreads through other people, making communication and reputation core assets. The book treats influence as the ability to make ideas land, align incentives, and create trust quickly. This includes clarity in messaging, emotional intelligence, and an understanding of what audiences actually care about. Bartlett's laws encourage focusing on signals that travel, such as reliability, speed of execution, honesty about constraints, and consistency between words and actions. Reputation is portrayed as compound interest, small choices, repeated, create a perception that determines access to opportunities, partnerships, and forgiveness when mistakes happen. The book also emphasizes listening as a competitive edge, because many conflicts are created by poor interpretation rather than true disagreement. In professional settings, this translates into asking better questions, summarizing to confirm understanding, and addressing misunderstandings early. There is likely guidance on handling criticism, managing public presence, and staying credible in an era where attention is abundant, but trust is scarce. The core lesson is straightforward. Your career ceiling is often determined less by raw competence and more by your ability to communicate value, build trust, and become someone others want to bet on. Fourthly, business growth through strategy, experimentation, and focus. The book frames business progress as a cycle of choosing a direction, testing assumptions, and narrowing focus based on feedback. Rather than idolizing complex strategy, it prioritizes leverage, actions that create outsized returns, such as distribution, brand, pricing, partnerships, or product differentiation. Readers are encouraged to think in experiments, running small tests to learn quickly and reduce costly overcommitment. This is especially relevant for founders and creators operating with limited resources, where speed of learning is the true advantage. Focus appears as a recurring law because scattered effort produces shallow results while concentrated effort builds momentum and mastery. The book likely highlights how to identify the few activities that move the needle and to protect them from meetings, distractions, and perfectionism. It also addresses the psychological trap of chasing vanity metrics instead of fundamentals, pushing readers to define meaningful measures tied to customer value and sustainable revenue. Another growth lever is network effects and community, where serving a clear audience well can outperform broad targeting. Overall, the growth message is pragmatic. Build something people want, get it in front of them repeatedly, learn fast, and eliminate everything that does not directly support those goals. Lastly, relationships, boundaries, and long-term success. Beyond tactics, the book positions relationships as the foundation of a durable life, not an optional extra. Ambition can strain friendships, family, and teams, so the laws emphasize boundaries and intentionality, deciding what you will not sacrifice and communicating that early. It also treats the ability to repair relationships as a leadership skill, because fast-moving work environments create friction, misunderstandings, and competing priorities. Readers are encouraged to build circles that reinforce high standards while still offering psychological safety, since isolation amplifies stress and poor judgment. The book also touches on the cost of people-pleasing and overcommitment, which can erode focus and create hidden resentment. Healthy boundaries are presented as generosity to others because they reduce ambiguity and protect trust. Another long-term aspect is integrity. Short-term wins achieved through manipulation, exaggeration, or cutting corners tend to produce reputational debt that eventually comes due. By investing in trust, being consistent, and choosing partners carefully, you create stability that supports risk-taking elsewhere. The broader takeaway is that success is not only what you build, but also who you become while building it, and relationships are where those choices become visible. In conclusion, this book suits founders, managers, ambitious professionals, and creators who want a structured set of principles they can revisit during high-pressure seasons. It is also useful for readers early in their careers who want to accelerate learning without needing years of trial and error. The benefit comes from its emphasis on systems, emotional discipline, and communication, which are transferable regardless of industry. Apply consistently, these laws can improve decision-making, reduce self-sabotage, and help you build momentum through routines and focused execution. It also offers a broader view of success that includes reputation, relationships, and integrity, making it relevant to readers who want achievement without burnout or instability. Compared with similar business and mindset books, its advantage is the compact law-based structure that makes the ideas easy to remember and apply, like a personal checklist for modern work. It blends entrepreneurial realism with life design, encouraging action over theory and experimentation over perfection. If you want one purchase that combines performance habits, leadership behavior, and practical growth thinking into a repeatable framework, this book is a strong candidate. If you would like to support Stephen Bartlett, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.